only in Orif that in Bezdin, then we say you do not need a Kenyan. Then we say the Orif is really Goma Unishab and Nashay. That Rashbam says, Tabi Hanor, the Kamehem Mulei Bezdin, but this Hanor, the enjoyment that he has, that Bezdin trusts him, that he's going to be a guarantee, he'll be the Orif, Goma Unishab and Nashay. Here is Mishab himself. But if you're not in Bezdin by regular Orif, even though he's there at the time when you lend the money, boy Kenyan. That's what Rav Nachman says. So it comes out that Shmuel holds not like Rav Nachman. And the Gemara says, "V'hilchasa, what's the maskana? What's the real halacha? That orev b'shas matin moyes leibroi kinyan. Even though you're not in Bezdin, a regular orev, but if the orev is there at the time when the malv is giving out the money, so in other words, the malv is only giving the money to the leiva because there's an orev here saying he guarantees to pay back. So we had the Gemara saw before." Since the Orav has this enjoyment, that because of him, the Malv is giving the money, he needs to be Mishamber himself, even without a Kenyan. That's the Locha. That Orav, the Shas Mat and Moyes, it is near at the time when they're giving over the money, Loi Boi Kenyan. The Orav does not need a Kenyan to be Mishamber himself. But Acha Mat and Moyes, after the Malv already made the loan, gave the money to the Loiva, now someone comes by and says, he'll be an Orav, he guarantees. Halacha is boy Kenyan. He has to make a Kenyan to be Mishamber himself. Otherwise, it's only Dvorim B'Yalmas like an Asmachta, and it's like Kanya. But all of the Bezdin, let's say after the money was given over, now you come to Bezdin, and in Bezdin you claim that you're going to be a guarantee, you'll be an Orev, and Bezdin believes you. In such a case, all of the Bezdin were boy Kenyan. Here you do not have to have a Kenyan. Like the Svari is why? To Bahi Hano with this enjoyment. To Nehemilay, that Bezdin believes you, Bezdin trusts what you're saying, Gomer Mishabadlay, the Orav himself is Mishabad himself, that it really means to the Mishabad he has to pay back, and therefore in case the Leiva has no money, the Malva would have a right to come to the Orav and to collect our korbanim from his B'nai Chayim.
We always know there's this mitzvah, you know, Shoytim, Titim, Bechol Shirecho, he's supposed to put Shoytim around. Really, there are three different types of bezdins. There's the Pashut bezdin of three, the Beka Paskin Din Mamnis. Then there's the bezdin of 23, Beka Paskin Biga Halach is about Mitzvah. And then there's the Sanhedrin. What's the Sanhedrin Gebela? That's Machlekes, if it's 71 or 70. And they Paskin other special Halachas, we'll soon see in the Mishnah. Mishnah starts off. Din Mamnis, Stam to Paskin Halach is about money matters, about Malv of a Levi, if I owe you money, I don't owe you money. Shleisha. It's enough to have three people. That's a bezdin of Shleisha, that's enough for Dina Mamnis. Gizela, if you're about afraid somebody stole something, or else he's a kofer b'pikadon, or else the chavolis. If a person hits somebody and he has to pay back, hey dvorim, the chamisha dvorim, then an odd amatik is chayiv. So also b'shleisha, it's enough to go to a bezdin of three people, they could pask him if you're chayiv and how much you have to pay. Nezek, v'chati nezek, when Yeshua does damage, whether it's a Tam or a Muid, that Tam pays Chati Nezik or Muid pays Nezik Shalom. Rav Tashlume Kefil, if somebody stole something, he's a Ganif. When we catch him, he has to pay back twice the amount. For Tashlume Abod HaChamisha, after you made a Geneva on a shore, you either sold it or else you made a Shechita. So Yechayiv Dal Zehe, you have to pay back four and five, whether it's a shore or it's a Seh. So these halachos also b'shleisha. It's enough for a bezdin of three people to pass to in Dishagas. In the Gemara, we'll learn out from Sukkim all these halachas. How do we know three is enough? Ha'inis, if a man is ma'anis absula, but the person says you have to pay chamishim shkolim to the father, or else for your mafata, you talk her into it, also you have to pay 50 shkolim. For your moitzi shema, or else you have, you married a wife, and your moitzi shema, you said bad about it, you said that you didn't find besulin, and therefore if it's true, and if it's not true, if you said that you are Moitzi Shema, you put out a bad name about your wife, you have to pay 100 shkolim. So in such halach is Bishleisha, Tivu Rabbi Meir. The Meir says in all these cases, it's enough just to have a bezin of three. The Chachamim Maim Lechom say though, by Moitzi Shema, in a case where you're saying about your wife, that the first time you live with her, you did not find the sumim. So in other words, you're saying that your wife really is Chayiv Misa. You're saying your wife lived with another man, after the Kedushin, because the Gemara's time used to make Kedushin now, and the first maiden of Freedom could be a year later. Then between this time, if she would live with another man, she's chayiv misa. So you're complaining now that your wife lived with another man. So if it's true what you're saying, you want to be mechayiv misa. And therefore, Chacham say, by Moshe Shema, b'yesu m'shleisha, you have to have a bezin of 23 to pass in the shayla. Even though on the side we find out that you're lying, the Torah says we give you a malchus and you have to pay back money, still, three is not enough for that. Because since it's possible we find out it's true what the husband is saying, that his wife really lived with another man in between, so then we'll be mechayiv a skila. If so, you have to have a bezin of 23. Malchus, let's say Adam comes and says someone did a lot, he deserves to have get malchus. Bishloisha, it's enough to have a dozen of three, they could pass him to give malchus. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amar no, b'yeshu mishloisha. He holds he has to have 23. Gemara runs out from Sukkim that he holds malchus and misa shava. They both need a dozen of 23. Ibrachedish, question is that we should make Ibrachedish. More explains, I think one shot is it means mamish to make, when we make Rosh Chodesh, when is Bezdin Kaveh the Rosh Chodesh? Bishloisha, it's enough just through a Bezdin of three, they can task it when Rosh Chodesh is. Iber Hashanah, you have to one year, another month into the year to make an Iber Yor, so then Bishloisha Dibri Rameyah, it's enough to have through a Bezdin of three, they can task it whether this year has to have an extra month or not. Rabbi Shimon Magam Yilaymer, Bishloisha Maskila, we start off with three. In other words, three people, three Dayanim, sit down to start passing whether this year has to have an extra month or not. If all three say yes, that's enough. They can make it an extra month. Let's say one says no, and two says yes, then the lachar is uvachamisha neisim neisim. They have to bring another two involved and continue the discussion. So goyim b'sheva, and then in order to make a maskana, you have to have seven of them. Then we give the Iba Yor, then we give the extra month. But the Ngomru Begimo Muveris, well, let's say at the beginning when they first start to sit down with three, right away all three agreed that they should make an extra month to the year, so that's enough. You don't have to go further, it's enough to make the extra month in the year just for the bezin of three. And the Gemara will learn all these things out. We'll learn out exactly what's this business of five and then seven. We'll learn out in the Gemara what the time is. Semichos, certain kabbonis, you have to have a smicha of the zakenim by a korban seber. They have to make smicha, put their hands on the korban, smicha zakenim, when the zakenim have to do it, or else the arefas eglon, and we find somebody was killed outside the city, and we have to measure to know which is the closest city, which city has to bring the eglah rufam. The lach is b'shloisha, divrei Rabbi Shmuel. So now for bezin of three, they could go and measure out to see where we found the mace, to next to which city is he, to know where, which city has to bring the Egla Rufa. Rabbi Yehudu Reimer B'chamisha, no, you have to have five. It's not enough three, you have to have five. For the Pasha of Egla Rufa, Smicha, you have to have five. Also, we'll see in the Gemara why you need five. HaChalitza, case of the Yavama, where they don't want to make the Mitzvah, they want to give Chalitza, or else we have Miyunun, where a Ketana was married off, not by a father, and now she has a right to say goodbye to her husband, just by being mean without a get, that's b'shloisha. She goes in front of a bezin of three and says she doesn't want a husband anymore, that's enough, she doesn't need a get. Net the revai, or my sesheni, net the revai is the parents that grow the fourth year, the lacharav, at the first 3 years, it's ola. The fourth year, it's net the revai, that those parents either you bring up to you shlaim and eat it there, or else you can be paid it onto money. So you have to know how much the parents are worth to value them, to know how much money to be paid to them. Or else Maisa Sheni. Or else if you have Maisa Sheni, also you don't want to take it up to Yerushalayim, so you want to redeem it into money. Shein Damadur, you're not sure exactly how much money it's worth. So you have to go to Bezdin, they have to tell you how much money it's worth. So such a lack of Ishlesha. There's enough of Bezdin of three, they have the right to value how much the payers are worth, the Maisa Sheni and the Netter Ravai. If you want to change it over into money, they'll tell you how much it's worth and how much money you use to redeem it. Somebody has makdis something, and then he wants to be paid to it to know how much money, also it's enough for three dayanim to pass on how much it's worth. Somebody says, erech yalai, I want to give the value of this to Hegdish, we ask him how much it's worth. So if it's a question of metaltlim, how much this metaltlim, a movable thing, is worth, it's enough three dayanim to tell you how much it's worth.
One of these three Dayanim has to be a Kayin by Erchin. Let's say it's a question, you said Erch Yolah, you want to be Marach, the value of this Karka, to give the value of it to Hegish. So we have to know how much the value of the Karka is. Then Tisha B'Kayin, you have to have a Bezdin of 10 people, and one of them has to be a Kayin. The Yodim Piyotza Ben, if somebody says Erch Yolah, like I want to give the Erch, how much this person is worth, so we have to value how much a person is worth, also need a Bezdin of 10, 9 of them, and then one has to be a Kayin. Now, Dina Nefashis, the Bezdin never wants to sit down to Paskin, if somebody's Chayin is Nisul or not, then the Yesur Meshleisha. You have to have a Bezdin of 23.